Blog Talk Radio.
I've got a way with words and it's the cause of all my problems. I've got my mind set and that's the way it is. I never thought it could get this bad. When I had you in my pocket everything was just fine. And you got a big mouth and the streets are talking about the way you walk around like you own the place. You got a big mouth and you should have shut it. Yeah, you should have shut it in the first place.
Take another look. And all the things I said, what were they really worth?
In my new celestial study series, the sun, your birth sign, and how it relates to your life purpose, your destiny, how you're important, how you rule your kingdom, and how you take the throne as the king or queen of your reality. But before we get into that, I would like to give some quick show briefs as to the last couple shows that I've done. For any of you who are just coming back to my show and just getting to see this sort of reemergence of my spirit at play, I haven't been on the air for 2 months. Yes, I know. Ridiculous. And if you guys want to send me some punches and bruises, it's all right, go ahead. I won't be mad. I'm just joking. But I haven't been on the air in such a long time, and it's because I've been preoccupied with the mundane world of work. And basically in entering the work world and engaging in the quote quote-unquote real world, I really, 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 really learned a lot of valuable lessons. But the main thing that it taught me is that you always, always have to have a balance. You can't take the spiritual out of your life simply because you're engaging in the illusion of our physical reality. And so what I found happening to me is that I was losing my spirit. I was losing my almost my happiness, my joy, my personality, and in some ways my mind. And so it wasn't until about, I don't know, maybe a week ago in which I'd, last Saturday, in which I went to church and I had a day off, and in going to church, I just, it wasn't like, you know, I'm like spirit religious or anything like that, but I just love the energies of a church, and being the moon in Pisces person that I am with the Cancer rising, I'm so sensitive to environments and locations, especially places that have spiritual qualities to them and that relates to my moon in Pisces. And so it nourishes me, and I know this is not the show topic, but the moon gives information on what nourishes us on the inside, you know, our soul. And so for me, the moon also relates to food. And so the spirit, you know, the spiritual practices and pursuits for me were my food. They are what sustained my being. They are what allowed me to shine in my kingdom, you know, as the quote-unquote messenger with my sun in Gemini. And so today I'm going to be discussing that with you guys. I'm not going to talk about the moon. I'm going to save that for like another show or something, but I do want to talk about your birth sign and how the sun holds so much more information than just simply whether or not you're going to quote-unquote marry the guy of your dreams simply because he's an Aries and you're Aries too. I mean, that's not the way it works. It's not that simple. If it was that simple, we would all go and marry the person that of our dreams based on our birth sign, and it would work out automatically, but that's not the case. Not all Aries people get along together well. Not all Aries people get along well with the other fire signs. Sometimes you may find that opposites really do attract. But anyways, I'm going to bring on my guest, Starlene. Starlene Brighton.
Hello.
Now, for those of you who are not familiar with Starlene, she is a quote-unquote metaphysical gemologist, meaning that she, engages in the metaphysical implications of stones, gemstones, rocks, and she fuses it together with her Reiki studies, being a Reiki teacher and attuning a number of different people with her attunements, the attunements that she's learned or created and so forth. She also is what I like to call a webmaster. She also refers to herself as that. And she has, I counted yesterday, actually. And so far, based on our website, the Spiritual Evolution Society, she has 11 websites, which is ridiculous. You have 11 websites. That is so insane. It makes
it's my Saturn in Gemini. I can't help it. I'm all
no,
over
you
the
know
place.
What it is? You know what it is? What? Well, I'll get into that. We'll get into your sun sign like in the mid conversation.
Okay.
I guess to make this simple for people who don't have an understanding of astrology, how would you go about describing it? The birth sign and how it is their sun sign and how it relates to it's not just their everything, you know, the sun sign doesn't give information on their everything. Let's say one Gemini doesn't need what another Gemini needs to feel comfortable. Because
right.
The sun can't give that information, their birth sign alone. Like, how would you go about describing that?
I think the sun represents us at our core, and it's influenced, of course, by the other planets and the aspects it makes. It's who we are at the inside, but it can be influenced, like we were talking earlier, it can be influenced by, you know, a number of different things, you know, like if we're going to talk about love, we're definitely going to look at our Venus and our Mars and even the moon and you know, how we relate to people. I think it's funny that, I think it's just mostly like people that are new to astrology and don't look at it for the depth of it. They look at it from the, you know, the horoscope perspective of the daily paper or, you know, the daily internet horoscope or whatever, so that they, you know, they perceive that to be all that they are, you know, when in reality, you can be a Gemini that's very chatty and very busy and very, you know, like many, doing many things at one time, or you can be a little, a very quiet, reserved, thinking kind of Gemini too. You can, it just depends on the other planets. But you do have that nature of your sun in your core essence of who you are, and that's just expressed in many different ways depending on the aspects it makes in the other planets.
Okay, so not all Geminis are the same, right?
No, definitely
right.
Not.
There you go.
That'd be kind of boring. We'd have like 12 different kinds of people on the planet. Like, who would like that?
It would be. So I want you guys to know that, you know, just because you may share a sun sign with another person, it doesn't mean that you're going to be exactly the same as them, and that's because in your celestial blueprint, or what I now like to call the omnipotent outline, known as your astrological birth chart or your ABC, you are not going to be exactly the same as your astrological twin, you know. Like in your chart, your sun, your birth sign, the sun is going to fall in a different house than another, let's use Gemini. Now, for all of you out there, I'm sure you guys are like, why do they keep referring to the sun? What the hell does that have to do with me being a Gemini? And this is the reason. Your birth sign, your star sign, whatever you call it, the fact that you are a Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius and Pisces is because of the calculation of the sun's position as based from here on Earth. So, you know, it's like when you're born, I guess it's just imagine like a little man with like a telescope looking out at the sun, and he sees Aquarius behind it. That means you're an Aquarius. Or when I was born, and there was a little scientist out there looking at the stars through his telescope in his backyard somewhere, what he observed was that the sun had fell in what looked to be the constellation of Gemini, and thus making me a Gemini and influenced by all those different energies. So your birth sign is in turn what us astrologers call your sun sign. And it does not dictate to all aspects of your life. It cannot tell you whether you're going to end up marrying one person or another. It cannot tell you whether you're going to trip and fall on your face and break all the bones in your face just because a horoscope said it would. It does. And that's why a lot of people, a lot of astrologers at least, tend to think of horoscopes as, I guess, malarkey and chicanery and just ridiculous. So I would not advise any of you to look at your horoscopes, because they don't tell anything. They can't tell you everything that's going to happen within your life. But what you can look to your birth signs for is to learn about your purpose within this planet. And that's one of the most important things to me. I'm so like obsessed about talking about a person's life purpose and their destiny and their mission and why they exist on this planet and why they're here and how they can shine to the highest and brightest manifestation of their being. I think that whenever I talk about this topic, I become extremely engaged, and I'm also completing my life purpose as a Gemini, because remember, Geminis, we're here to talk. We're here to give the message, and that message would be determined by the house position of my sun, or where it's located in my chart, as well as its ruler, Mercury. So, of course, my message is going to be different from another Mercurial person's message, another Gemini's message. Let's say one Gemini has their sun in the sixth house. Their purpose is to teach people about the indications of health, you know. Their purpose is to help share the word or give speeches about how to live in a healthy manner, how to take care of your body, how to function at your most efficient level, how to, rectify all of your everyday problems. Whereas a Gemini with the sun in the 12th house, like me, the 12th house is the realm of spirituality, while the 6th house is the house of service and health. But with the 12th house sun, my purpose is to speak about things relating to spiritual practices, anything involved with transcendence, with the psychic realm, spirituality, anything that can help expand a person beyond this physical perception of reality. And that's why it's so important to understand the sun within your birth chart, because where it's located can show where your purpose lies. Whether it's in the first house, making you the purpose, period. Whether it's in your 10th house, making your work office where your purpose lies, or your accomplishments. The 10th house is the house of accomplishments, of merits, of status, of gain. It's your contribution within the universal scheme of the universe that holds your purpose. It's how you stand out as an authority, you know, and that's for you as well, Starling. So, what I would like to do is invite anyone to call in to get a reading, because, of course, everybody loves readings, and they love to hear about themselves. I will be doing, like, not only astrological readings and interpretations, but I'll also be doing quote-unquote psychic readings, I guess. I haven't engaged in those in the longest time, and it's basically because I've been preoccupied with astrology and all of its implications. But yeah, I still do psychic readings, but I really would like to look into you guys, your birth charts, as to give you information on your life purpose and what your soul incarnated here for, what your life purpose is. That's one thing that I would love to share with you guys. But for now, what I'm going to do here is just read a little bit of my blog and, of course, answer chat questions. So that's another thing I invite you guys to do. If you have any questions, you can put them in the chat room, or you can call in, and I'll be happy to answer them in either mode. I'm a Gemini. I'm flexible. So I can go with the flow. I got a what?
You got it covered.
I got it covered.
All of it, right.
Yes, I have it covered. All right. Well, what I'm going to do here is read a little bit from my blog. It's a blog that I made a while ago. It's actually on one of my older sites, which is going to be deleted off of the face of the internet world, the realm of internet. So, you guys may be able to find it on the new site that me and Celine created, which is called the Spiritual Evolution Society, which will give you guys information on the blueprint of your life based on your birth sign, not your blue sign. And so, one thing before I go through the progression of the zodiac and talk about the different life paths for each of them is to mention this. The signs show what kind of expression you will you you will express or what kind of role you will play. For instance, Geminis. All Geminis are going to play the messenger role. It's just what type of messenger, the type of messenger that they play will be dictated by the ruler and the house position. For instance, if they were the silent messenger, they may have their sun in the 8th house, or they may have it in the 4th house. Whereas the spiritual messenger may have their sun in the 12th house, like me. Or let's say the motivational messenger may have their sun placed in the 10th house. The business or corporate messenger may have their sun in the 10th house. The enlightened and wise messenger may have their sun in the 9th house, and so forth. And it just all depends on the house placements and the combination of the house placements and the sign. So for all of you Geminis out there, it's important to know that you're a messenger, but it seems like I'm a little too focused on Gemini, so I'm going to go to the other birth signs so that the other guys don't get jealous.
All
right. So let's start with Aries, since the world is determined to make Aries the first sign. Aries, to me, would, well, first off, they're here to claim their role as a warrior. They're here to be the first to take action, to initiate, and to start what needs to be started. I guess, basically, to do the highest power's bidding, I think. And so, you, all of you Aries out there, you have to understand that you incarnated into this life as the protectors, as the warriors, as the enforcers, and the initiators. What type of initiator, what type of warrior you are, well, that's going to be dictated by the house position. If your sun is in the, let's say, the 12th house, then, yeah, you're going to be the spiritual warrior. Or you could be the inspired warrior, whereas with the sun in the 10th house, you're going to be like the business warrior, or you're going to be fighting within your line of work. You may become a firefighter. You may be the one that everyone looks to for protection, where within the workforce, within the context of our physical reality, whereas with the sun in the 12th house in Aries, you may be someone that lays the spiritual law instead. Your preoccupation may be on doing whatever it is to ensure that the spiritual rights are protected and ensued within everyday life. You got it? If not, you can re-listen to the show and listen to it with a dictionary and an encyclopedia next to you, and then you'll get it. But moving on to Taurus, people with the sun in Taurus will hold their rulership over being founders, the founders and the pasturers of our reality. Those people are here and to plant the seeds of solidity, to cement the grounds and create a secure foundation for other people. They build from the base of spirit. So you got Taurus people, their purpose, their rulership comes in being the basic, being the base, period, from which other people can tap into as a resource in order to feel sustained. It's almost like this. Like, let's say, you have a, let's say you're a pure energy form. You're just a life force, which is dictated by Aries. Okay, so you're just like a circle of energy just there with no purpose, no shape, no form, no structure, no reason. Taurus takes that life essence, that pure energy, and it consolidates it into a form, into a base of operations. The pure energy would be reckless. It would travel everywhere, in all directions, recklessly. It would engage in a number of different pursuits and be taken everywhere, taken for a wild ride to no end. That's where Taurus comes in, and it gives that energy a base from which to operate. It gives it a ground from which to walk on instead of flying around in recklessly and all over the place. So Taurus people, they build foundations. They give things reason, which is why Taurus is related to money and also possessions. The Taurus people tend to accumulate a huge amount of resources or money, and I think we can use Starlene's brother, for example, if she wants.
Sure, why not?
I didn't know you were still here. I was just, like, talking.
No, I was here, like, for a second, and my son, I had another phone call, and then my son was, like, leaving, so, but I'm here.
Yay!
Yeah. So I really, I think he's a perfect example because he has a Taurus son, and he owns his own business and is extremely wealthy. You know, he's like built it. You know, he first started working at his own business with his hands. Like he installed car stereos when he was like, you know, in his late teenage years and started doing things in a physical manner. I think Taurus is all about like using your hands. And
physicality.
Right. I express my Taurus rising in that way with, like, making jewelry. That's another, you know, whole, like...
Yeah, well, that's your path that leads you to your destiny, you know?
Definitely. And I do it, like, through a quirky way, which is my Aquarius son, you know? Like, I make unique jewelry that is made with gemstones that have a energy, you know? So that's how I kind of express that in, you know, combination with my ascendant, you know, but I think Taurus is a perfect example of making something energy, like you said, with Aries into the physical realm, which is Taurus, you know. So it's, in a way, like, I always look at the zodiac and I look at, like, how the evolution goes on, you know, like, people that might not know this about astrology yet, like Aries rules the head, the forehead, and the nose, and that part of the body, and Taurus rules the neck. And as you go down the zodiac, you go down the body, you know, all the way to Pisces, which rules the feet. So there's body parts that, you know, relate to it, and it's kind of like a progression of each sign, like, just like that, and, like, the body is a whole symbiotic, you know, thing. It's all one, you know, but it's ruled by different, you know, different parts of it are ruled by different signs, and it's just kind of like that as well, like the zodiac. In all essences, you know, goes from one to the other, just in a flow, you know, so that's kind of how I look at it. And Taurus is that first physical manifestation of it. You know, the earth signs are all about that physical thing, but each sign takes it to a different perspective, you know, a different higher perspective, for lack of a better word, you know.
I got ya. So that's cool. And it's cool to see your brother living out his purpose as well.
It is.
You know,
it really
building
is.
A foundation from which not only he can benefit, but other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
And accumulating a mass of physical resource. It's just a part
right.
of his purpose. But so we have Aries, they're the warriors. We have Taurus people, they're the builders. Now, what kind of builder he would have... Now, let's just say that his son was in the... I don't know, maybe fourth house. As opposed to the 10th house, maybe his purpose as a builder wouldn't have been expressed through the business world. He might not have built a business for himself, whereas if his son was in the 4th house, he might have built a home for himself. He might have been preoccupied on building a stable family unit
right.
from which to work from, you know?
Now I have to look. I don't know where what house his son lands in. I'm curious, though. So.
You're curious.
I know. I'm always curious about stuff.
I thought it was in the 10th house.
I think it is. I think you're right, and that's
where conjunct it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it makes sense. Now, I don't know. I don't want to go directly down the lines. You know, I'm crazy. I like to skip around. You know, it's weird. Aquarius is one of the signs that's the hardest for me to think about. I don't know why.
Really?
It is so difficult for me to come up with, you know, different reasonings as to what Aquarius represents, as opposed to the old traditional associations of the reformer,
right,
the rebel, the original thinker, the yada 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 yada, and so for me, it's always given me like trouble and problems, because when I don't like to think, because if I think too hard, then nothing flows out. But it's ridiculous to just call the Aquarius people the internet, you know, because
right. I love
how
that expression
am I the internet?
Too.
Huh?
I love that expression of it too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, Aquarius relates to the internet and as well as Uranus, but I mean, the Aquarius people aren't the internet itself. I think one thing I do think
right.
of you guys though as being the source of information and the source of truth. One of the reasons that I say this is because of the fact that Aquarius relates to being fixed. And remember, fixed signs are often always they're the basers. Like Taurus is the base of physical foundation. Leo is the base of activity, life force, and being. Scorpio is the base of emotion, which their emotional depth is correlated. Same with the Leo people. They're base in being who they are, which is why they tend to be represented as living in their the center of their universe. And that's the thing. It's like the fixed signs all relate to centers, like the center of foundation and form and money and all that stuff, which is why they all relate to attraction. Okay, so now I got it. So Aquarius would be the center of knowledge. They would be the center of information, the center of truth. You guys would be the network from which people of all kinds connect to, making you guys, of course, the humanitarian, which is why now I get it so much. But yeah, I'm gonna call you guys the internet. That does work in this instance. You guys would be the internet. It makes sense because you're the center from which all communicating parties can interact with. You guys are the source of information as well, and the source of contacts, networks. You guys would be more of a networker than Gemini, in my opinion.
Why do you say that?
Because, all right, for instance, Gemini. Gemini is a mutable sign, whereas it doesn't act as a center for anything. It's not the base or the core of knowledge. It's the assimilation and the exchanging and the interchanging of knowledge because of the fact that it's a mutable sign. It's the adaptation to information and the sharing and the spreading of information and knowledge and context. We link people. We're the connectors as opposed to the networkers, whereas Aquarius people, they don't normally let go of their context. They hold on to all of them. They conglomerate their social networks. And they use it for the benefit of, like, one goal. They have a master plan, which is why I called you guys the schemers. Not in a bad way, but, you know, you guys are the universal schemers. You see things in the line of, in lieu of the universe. I get it now. So you guys are the internet. You guys are the internet. You guys are the universal network. That's it.
I like that too, because that description, what you said, is they're the foundation, like the basis, because they're the fixed sign. So they're always communicating, networking, et cetera, et cetera. And you have like Gemini, who's also communicating, networking kind of
all
energy.
All of us air signs, we're all communicators. That just goes without, saying. We're all intellectuals. But how we express that energy differs amongst the signs. we're all what I call conceptualists. If you read my, what is it? Let me see what this blog is called. I can't even remember. I make so many blogs. It's ridiculous. Do you guys know I have over 100 blogs on my old website? Ridiculous, right?
That's awesome. That's really awesome.
It's ridiculous. It's like insane. Where do I get all that time? I must have really didn't have a life. But no, I'm joking. I didn't have a physical, mundane, restricted, depressing, horrid, dragging life. But now I'm stuck in the world of work, and so my life is miserable. So I don't have time to take joy in all of my creative verbal expressions. No, I'm joking. I'm being ridiculous again. All right, anyway, here's the blog. It's called The Celestial Spheres and the Three Pranic Proxies. Now, don't ask me where I get these crazy words from. I just do, or I'm looking at the source, and that's my secret.
Now we know your secret.
Yeah, but this is the thing. I remember every word I learned.
That's awesome.
I never forget words that I learned. So if I use them once, I know them forever, and they will never leave my mind. That's the hard part. But in this blog, I have come up with something I call the spheres of existence. And they correlate to the elements. The fire element being what I call the sphere of being. The earth element being related to the sphere of actualization. And the air being related to the sphere of concept. So in essence, anyone that is an air sign like Aquarius, Libra, and Gemini, we are the conceptualists. We come up with concepts, but the way in which we express our role as a conceptualist is different. Now, that's the one thing we all have in common. We may not all be messengers. The reason Gemini is a messenger is because they're related to the mutable expression of energy, which is to share, which is to go from one phase to the next. So they spread their concepts. That's why they're the messengers. Libras, they are the cardinal expression of the conceptualist. That means that their focus is on one direct action, you know, one direct focus. They are directly focused on the concepts of and ideas of other people. They are looking and seeking what other people think. They're looking, they are not about sharing their own message, but they do have a concept, but their concept of life lies within the minds of other people. They're curious as to what everyone else's opinions and messages are. That's because they're cardinal, so that they're on a search. Cardinal energy relates to initiation. It relates to being. It relates to action. It relates to what I call, generation. They like to generate other people's opinions and ideas and concepts. Whereas Aquarius is the fixed expression of the conceptualist. They are the anchors of concepts. They're the source. They fix their information and their ideas into one body, which can be seen either online or in a book or through the group meetings or meetups that they create. And they like to source everyone. They like to bring in everybody's knowledge. They're not looking. Gemini, they speak from their own intelligence. Libras, they look for other people's intelligence and ideas and musings, while Aquarius takes everyone's ideas and opinions and sources it so that they can see it as a universal structure. You get it? I don't know why I just went to a long discussion about that, but I needed to do it.
Someone needed to hear it. That's it. Someone needed to hear it.
Yeah.
That's it. You.
Yeah. I did. I needed to hear it for myself. I certainly did. I'm going to give a quick shout out to my very, very small chat room. No, it's not at all. It's a, it is what it is type of thing. That's what it is.
Right.
Yeah, remember, I'm not like an official, like, host. I'm not like gonna like freak out if I only have one person in the chat room. I'm a Gemini, a delusional Gemini.
Oh my God, you have two people though, me and you, and plus there's other people, but I'm just saying, like, if anything else, you have two. You have to, you're a Gemini.
Yeah,
the twin.
I'm just happy to talk, but I do think everybody that's listening, but someone in the chat room did ask, but are we talking about the sun signs of ascendant signs? Or ascendant signs. I'm talking about the sun signs, basically. And so, when I mentioned all that stuff about the Aquarius being the I don't know, what did I say? I forgot.
the internet?
The universal internet, the universal network. No, the celestial internet. No. What am I going to call this? I can't just call it the internet. That sounds ridiculous. I don't know. No.
Oh my gosh! I wonder what the thesaurus says about like a word for the internet.
I like that.
Curious.
You guys are
like,
the thesaurus. I like that. That's what I'm calling you.
You don't think that the Gemini would be the thesaurus? I think that they would be.
No. See, I think Gemini's just because we use a whole bunch of words and we talk a lot and we assimilate a number of different things. We wouldn't take the time to put all the words into a fixed source, such as a book.
Here it is.
Like
here it is.
Thesaurus.
I looked up internet on the thesaurus, and it's the information infrastructure. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Oh, my God.
Information.
That's so interesting.
Yes.
I remember relating the fixed signs to being the infrastructures, you know, like the infrastructure of being, the core. It basically relates to the core, the source, the anchor. You get it? So.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
But still, it's not one word that I need one word. I like thesaurus. I like calling you guys the thesaurus or the dictionary. I don't know. I'm going to have to come up with something. Oh, we have a little astrologer in the room. That's really cool. Winter07. It would be cool if they called in and talked about astrology. But if not, I can talk.
call in and talk to us. What is the number? 6.
Oh, yeah, I don't even know the number.
727-1091. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
I'll type it in the chat room for you guys.
Thank you.
Yes. I not only am I the internet, I'm actually like a decent like co-host for you.
Well, remember, you're a conceptualist. You don't have information. You are information. You're just the source of information as opposed to, you know, the giver or the sharer of your news, of your information.
And when I think about myself in that way, I think that I'm a lot like that. And I've even had a Gemini friend of mine say something to that, not you, but a different Gemini friend of mine. He's a little bit into astrology, but he's like, oh yeah, Aquarius people like know so much stuff. Like Geminis know a little bit about a lot of things, but Aquarians know like a lot about a lot of things. And I'm like, wow, I never put it in that perspective, but he's kind of right. You know, it made sense to me. So like, I don't know.
Exactly.
I like that.
It's because you source things. But I think all the air signs, they're brilliant in their own ways. I think Libras, they're great at understanding other people's ideas. They're great at understanding what it means to relate to another human being. I think they're the best. What did I call them? I call them the best advocates, you know? I think that...
Mm-hmm.
That they are absolutely amazing at interacting in the real world. They're not overly concerned with expressing their own ideas, like Gemini. They're not overly concerned with attaining as much information as they can about everything and holding on to it as Aquarius people. They're not overly worried about, you know, more universal ideals like Aquarius as well, and they're not worried about trivial facts like Gemini. They're just worried about other people and other people's ideas. That can be a problem as well. I mean, every sign has their flaw and their favors, but I think that Libra people represent best the quote-unquote lover.
Ooh, we have a caller. We have a caller. We should bring them in, too.
Oh, all right. Well, take them.
You can do it.
Yay,
I can do it. It is area code 203. Area code 203, you're on the air with Dionysus and Starlene. Who are we speaking with?
Yeah, hi. My name is Anne. And I wouldn't call myself an astrologer, but an Aquarius with about 37 years of astrology information, you know, as a hobby. So
yeah.
when you're talking about, you know, Aquarius being this or that, I'm Aquarius with Libra rising. I'm in the Gemini decanate of Aquarius, and I have Mars in Scorpio. So. And my moon in Cancer. So I don't think I could define a lot of what I do just by my sun sign. That's where
exactly. Well, remember, the what you do on this planet, like your contribution to the universe is dictated by your MC. That's your earthly duty, right? The sun sign is your purpose. That's your ultimate realization. That's what I call your vitality, your essentiality. It's your purpose. It's how you rule. That's what you hold authority over. That's how you lead. And you lead by way of Aquarius's associations. Aquarius people lead by their knowledge source, the connection that they have to the celestial realms, the connection that they have to the planets, to the universe. That's how you guys lead. That's why astrology is related to Aquarius and Uranus. It's because you guys go above and beyond the context of your physical reality, and you create an outline, and that outline is through the planets. Remember, Uranus relates to the sky, the celestial objects, the heavens, whatever you want to call it. You guys literally have a connection to the celestial bodies, which is why most of you become the sources of information for the universe, which is through astrology. So that's your purpose.
I could ask you a question about Gemini, though.
You can. I'm a Gemini, so I know all about it.
I've only been with one Gemini man. Well, it was rising Gemini, but a lot of female Geminis, I either get along with them or they tend to be so...
jealous of you?
No.
Patty?
Quick to get into verbal arguments over nothing.
Oh.
That it really turns me off. So I'm thinking there must be Taurus in your chart or something.
Yeah, maybe you know, it's not that hard to come across a Gemini with Mercury in Taurus, because Mercury is not always going to be in Gemini. It can't go but so far. Mercury for a Gemini person is either going to be in Cancer, Gemini, or Taurus. So,
okay, yeah, it's only one sign away, right? Or the sign. It's only of one sign, I think.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
One sign added to it. Yeah,
some have such a chip on their shoulder, they're very quick to misinterpret what you say and think that you're putting them down. I'm like, no, I'm talking in generalities. I think you're talking about them personally, you know. So.
Yeah, well, remember, Gemini is a personal sign. It's an individual sign. Aquarius is a universal sign. You guys speak of things. Not, you don't speak in personal terms, or not most Aquarius people. It depends on the sign their Mercury is in, but you guys do speak in generalities. You know, you guys do speak in an abstract manner that doesn't necessarily relate to any one person, but instead the universal scheme. Whereas Gemini, we speak from a place of individual experience. We are first and foremost an individual sign. We're a personal sign. It's all about our thought, what I think about myself, and what I say about me. And so, what anyone else says, any other information that anyone else has to share, they interpret it as being directly related to them. Like, immediately, that's their first instinct, to think that it relates to them, themselves.
Right.
So that's why. And if they're Mercury is in Taurus, of course they have a chip on their shoulders. Because, I mean, Taurus relates to the Earth, you know? It's not only is it the ground, but it's like a weight, you know, a weight on their shoulders. It's pressure, and it relates to their communication. They have problems. It's an obstacle. I think of all Earth signs as being related to obstacles, pains, struggles, and so forth. And communication for a person with Mercury in Taurus can certainly be a pain in the ass, and that's literal.
Okay.
Because they take everything affects their self-worth, especially for people with Mercury and Taurus. When they're in a discussion, they hate to feel that someone is you know, they just can't do generalities. Remember, Taurus is also
right.
a personal sign.
Oh, my God, yes, yeah.
They can't.
And Moon is worse. If you ever see someone get mad who has Moon and, oh, my God, Moon and Taurus, they just take the roof off the house. Oh, my God.
They rip the roof off your house.
It's the proverbial bull in the china shop. Sorry, people are getting mad at me probably because they have Taurus. I've just seen those.
And you square Taurus energy. Remember, you square it.
Yeah, that's it probably. And then, well, I'm also opposition with my Mars. Mars and Scorpio. So.
That too. There you go. They all contribute. You square the Taurus energy. Taurus people don't like people that seem...
Male and female would be. Yes.
And they don't like people that are active as well. They like people to just shut up, you know, and and just go with whatever they do. Remember, they don't like verbal expressions. They like physical displays.
Physical.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. They would rather someone show them than to tell them. And so, because that's not their element, they're not good at, some Taurus people, depending upon their chart, they're good at, like, you know, speaking, they're eloquent, but they don't necessarily live in the realm of communication. And so they become stubborn, their ego becomes affected, their self-worth, they don't feel as if they're good enough, they don't feel that they possess the knowledge that you possess, and so they're out of their element, and so they get that chip on their shoulder.
I'm saying it's good because I agree with you, but I think it's very true, very true. And then opposites attract, but then they explode down the road, you know?
Yeah, well, anything with Mars and Scorpio is bound to explode. Scorpio and Pluto relates to life.
Oh, wait. So. No, he was a Taurus with Mars and Scorpio, so you should have seen that.
Oh, he was a Taurus. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I like Taurus people personally, but my Venus is in Taurus, so I don't know. That mitigates its effects. And
I love the Taurus people. I have a Taurus rising, and I was even just telling Dionysus earlier today that I'm really glad that I have that aspect.
You did.
But I'm a business person, so that's why I was referring to that in regards to you. Yeah,
so,
and then my Capricorn moon and all that, so, yeah.
So it's like, show me the money.
Yeah, show me the money, show me the rock. One thing that I said yesterday, I was doing some kind of reading. I was talking about how people with Venus and Aries like the engagement process, whereas people with Venus and Taurus like the expression as a token of your love, meaning your money, your wallet, your ring, anything you can buy. So Taurus people, they like the result. That's the thing for them. They don't like to talk about how to get there. They don't like to plan it. They don't like to have to think about it. They just like to get it done.
Wow.
Right.
True.
And I don't know, maybe you talked about it too much with them. I don't know what you guys talked about, but you talked... It didn't agree with him, and he didn't get done what he wanted. He didn't attain what he wanted.
Well, couldn't be in the same room. Could not be in the same room without an argument starting up. So.
Where was his
Mercury?
Wow.
Right. It was amazing. With five planets in Aries. Five planets in Aries.
Oh, of course. Well, he's
a
combatant.
Oh, my gosh. That's
he's
going
to go to war. Remember, that energy relates to the warrior. He's going to go to war with you any chance he can.
Right. Got it.
He's going to go to war. He's not going to back
down. Centurion or something, you know, something in Rome, probably. Anyway, show is very interesting. Haven't been on your show in a while. I'm off today, so I'm able to go in the chat room. So.
Oh.
Usually I have to listen on my phone. So.
Wow, that's cool. Well, do you write astrology, like, on blogs and on websites?
No, I've been encouraged to do a blog because I'm also intuitive.
Yes, yep.
Yeah.
Well, your moon is in Cancer, of course.
Of course. I don't know what I am, you know, but I do like to talk, so. I'm taking up too much of your time. Other people may want to talk.
Oh, yeah, I don't even know if anyone... No. Oh, wait. No. No one else wants to talk. I remember, but we only have 4 minutes, so we're probably going to have to wrap up the show. But
okay.
It was so fun to hear another astrologer. I love interacting with other astrologers. Oh,
well, that's great. I'll have to remember.
Yeah, go to our website. Go to thespiritualevolutionsociety.com. It's not really our website. It's just the website to go to. You know
okay.
what I mean? Like, it's not... I mean, it is ours, but not... You get what I'm saying? So go there. And, like, if you want to blog there, you can blog.
Yeah,
there.
You could start your blog up there. Definitely.
Yeah.
My daughter,
who's the product of this, has Mars and Moon in Aries.
Oh,
so.
Jesus Christ. I have Mars and Aries, too. I'm not going to lie. And I will
Whoa.
Go to war at any
Whoa.
Moment.
But it's very short-lived. It's very short-lived.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't last. I mean, you know, they start it, and then they let their fumes out. That's one thing I like about
right.
the Aries energy. They let the fumes out. They don't bottle it up. They just – and they don't hold on to it either. I think Leo people are the ones that because of the fixed energy, I mean, if they – feel like they need to act in a certain way that's aggressive or, you know, they're angry at you, they will hold on to it. They will brood in that energy. Oh, my God, forever.
Leo, too, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, you square them, too. But I haven't heard of many Aquarius and Leo people not getting along. I've heard of them actually blending quite well.
It's easier than Aries, although I always wind up. What's your rising sign? What's your ascendant?
Me?
You said you're a Taurus. What Diana? What's
oh,
your
yeah.
Mind?
Mine's is Cancer, and
oh,
my
it's
moon
cancer.
In Pisces rules my chart.
Uh-oh. You better be at the ocean.
Uh-oh. That's not a bad thing. It makes me inspired, but it does cause some problems because Mercury squares my moon. Mercury is my mind, and the moon is my instinct. And within Pisces, I have to feel inspiration. Otherwise, I'm as dumb as a box of bricks, and that's it. And I can't talk. I can't express myself. I become extremely insecure in my ability to communicate. But that's it. I don't have any other problems besides that.
You either clam up or you feel sorry for yourself. That's what it is, right?
I don't know if it's myself, though. That's the. I think I tend to feel sorry for myself outside of myself. I feel sorry for the world and myself included in this, you know, in this hell, like from that perspective. But never like, oh, it's me, poor me, I'm the only victim here, you know, nothing like that. Oh, God, we only have 90 seconds. This was so fun, and it was so casual. I love
yeah.
this. Don't be sorry. You were very, very fun. I totally would love for you to call in, and maybe you can give people readings as well. Like, you can test out your astrological interpretations with us or something.
Oh, cool. That's really
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, come back to the show whenever you get a chance or a day off or something. But
sure
do go
will.
To the website. It's thespiritualevolutionsociety.com. It's
okay.
All lowercase, all connected, and join there. But we have 60 seconds, so I'm going to say bye to my chat room. Love you guys. Thank you, Starlene. You can also find
me
on
you.
Evolution.
Thank
Society.
You both. Thank you.
Or StarleneBrighter.com. I don't know. That's it. Bye. I hope I talked
That's
about
it.
The what I was supposed to talk about. If not, I'll talk about it on the next show. Bye, guys.
Boy.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
I've got a way with words, and it's the cause of all my problems. I've got my mind set, and that's the way it is. I never thought it could get this bad. When I had you in my pocket, everything was just fine. And you got a big mouth, and the streets are talking about the way you walk around.
around like you own the place. You got a big mouth and you should have shut it. Yeah, you should have shut it in the first place.
I gotta take another look at the risk we took and all the things I said.